This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. California American Water is moving forward with its plan to solve the Monterey Peninsula's water supply problem, and the company Deepwater Desal has been tapped as a backup. So what does that mean for the People's Moss Landing desalination project? KAZU's Doug McKnight continues our series on the peninsula's water supply problem.
Pacific Grove businessman Nader Aga shows off the proposed site for his desalination plant with the pride of a young couple showing off their first condominium.
We are about 5 acres over there. So everything is here, everything is in front of us, everything is existing and could be done so quickly.
The People's Moss Landing Desal Project will be built at an industrial park just south of the Dynergy power plant and across the street from the marina in Moss Landing. Was once owned by industrialist Henry Kaiser, who built it to extract magnesium metal from seawater during World War II. So the property already has much of the infrastructure in place for a desal plant. There are pipes running from the marina under Highway 1, as well as pumps and holding tanks. And adding to the location's appeal is how close it is to seawater.
We own that portion of the ocean. We call it the Harbor Enclave. That's part of our property. We're the only ones in Monterey County who owns a portion of the ocean where it's industrially zoned.
Desal plants use an enormous amount of energy, and August says another advantage of his site is its proximity to the Dynergy generators.
We are right next to the power plant, which we could get the electricity over the fence if we buy it by the bulk per year on a very reduced price.
Aga has been proposing a desal plant on this site for about 2 years. California American, the peninsula's water supplier, has been ordered to stop overpumping the Carmel River by 2017. If it doesn't, the Monterey Peninsula will face severe water rationing. Aga's plan gained some momentum when the city of Pacific Grove reached a preliminary agreement to support his desal effort. Then recently, a group of peninsula mayors, including the mayor of Pacific Grove and the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District, offered conditional support of CalAM's plan.
I don't understand why those mayors and the Water Management District running behind CalAM, like CalAM is their boss and is their leader, and they're forgetting that the ratepayers and the citizens and the voters and the constituents are the bosses, not CalAM.
Water Management District General Manager Dave Stolt said the proposal Aga made to the district had several errors, starting with that bulk rate he claims he'll get on power.
A statement about getting a certain price for power that they couldn't get, and that it's known that they couldn't get. There was some confusion over the wells. They were stated to be subsurface. They're really open water intake wells.
A technical consultant for Aga says the plan is to upgrade the intake from open water to subsurface in order to protect marine life in the harbor. Still, the Water Management District has given its conditional support to CalAM and chosen as a backup plan the competing Deepwater Desal Project, which plans to locate across the street from Aga's site. That said, Stolt believes Aga's People's Project still has options.
They could try to develop it for North County needs, for Santa Cruz needs, City of Salinas needs. And then if you've moved far enough along and CalAM is still having difficulties, then you're in a point to say, hey, wait, we can serve you too.
CalAM's desal plant, the one most likely to be approved by the PUC, is strictly a private deal with no public ownership. Water activist George Riley says that's a mistake. He met me on the commercial wharf in Monterey. Looking out at the seawater that will be the source of any desal project, Riley talked about the need for public participation to keep the cost down. In fact, accepting public financing is a condition of the mayor's group's support of CalAM.
Because of the public financing option, when you can finance any big project with public bonds, you get lower interest costs. So if you can cut down the interest cost, then that's a major way to reduce the total cost of the project and therefore lower the cost of the ratepayer.
CalAM says it will consider a public contribution, but with its own conditions. Riley adds CalAM faces a number of challenges at its present location and that they've already conceded they will not make the 2017 deadline.
We don't want to pay for the risks of going down a track and having that blocked, and then another risky step and having that blocked. Meantime, we spent all this money. We could have been spending money on a less risky project.
As for Nader Agha, he believes his plan is that less risky project and plans to build his plant regardless. Agha has filed a proposal with the PUC and is meeting with a PUC representative on Tuesday. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.